Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Classic FM. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, country, rock, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's trivia questions come to us from University of Plymouth and Insider.com. Question number one, what is the basis for the term carol, as in Christmas carols? Is it A, it's from a popular circle dance accompanied by singing? Is it B, it's based on songs sung with groups to greet the morning sun? Is it C, it's essentially another word for choir? Or is it D, it's a type of music supported by Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans? Choir. Where from art thou, anyway? And question number two, what is the name of the 1947 song written by Gene Autry after riding a horse in Los Angeles in a 1946 parade that's now known as the Hollywood Christmas Parade? Is it A, Jingle Bells? Is it B, Here Comes Santa Claus? Is it C, Sleigh Ride? Or is it D, Feliz Navidad? 1947 Gene Autry song. What song was that, anyway? The answers to these two important questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of December the 15th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1770 that composer Ludwig van Beethoven was born. Beethoven's B-Day, December 16th, 1770. And it was 79 years ago today, 1944, that a single-engine plane carrying U.S. Army Major Glenn Miller disappeared in thick fog over the English Channel while en route to Paris. The true fate of the plane and its passengers has never been determined. Big band composer Glenn Miller's disappearance, December 15th, 1944. Dvorak's Songs My Mother Taught Me introduces our classical music news. It's titled, Damaged Sheet Music Was Discovered at Auschwitz. A composer got to work. The music found in the former Nazi death camp was played publicly for the first time during a concert this week. This is written by Maria Luisa Paul, November 29, 2023, Washington Post. With the wave of a conductor's baton, a heartbreaking melody began to resound inside a concert hall in London, a song composed by a prisoner in a Nazi death camp that until Monday had not been played in public. Futile Regrets, as the composition was titled, unfolded like the pages of a tragic novel. The violin strings reverberated with the weight of unspeakable sorrows. And with each note, the instruments conjured the cold, unforgiving realities of the barbed wire and watchtowers that once imprisoned its anonymous composer at Auschwitz, Birkenau. The song was part of a collection of 210 pieces of music that British composer and conductor Leo Geier stumbled upon in 2015 while visiting the World War II death camp run by Nazi Germany in occupied Poland. Geier made the trip after he was commissioned to create a piece honoring Martin Gilbert, a historian and Holocaust expert who died that February. Geier traveled to Poland to get a sense of the gravity of Gilbert's work, he said. At the relic of the largest Nazi death camp, barbed wire fences stretched far into the horizon and out of Geier's sight. Within it, nature appeared silent, almost in mourning, of the approximately 1.1 million people who lost their lives there, he said. But amid that agonizing sight, Geier would soon discover a bounty of musical archives that would inspire his next project. I had a conversation with one of the archivists, and he said in a somewhat offhand way that there were some musical manuscripts in the archive, Geier told the Washington Post. I nearly fell over at the time when he mentioned it because I couldn't believe that such a thing could exist and that it had been overlooked all this time. About 80 years ago, musicians at Auschwitz, who were part of the camp's orchestras, had arranged and played those scores. Music is deeply intertwined with horrors of the Holocaust, and Nazis used the arts as part of the murder machine, Norman Liebrecht, a British music journalist, told the German media outlet DW. Prisoners at Auschwitz and other camps were made to march to forced labor sites or gas chambers to the beat of the orchestra's music. The sound would drown out the noise of executions, according to ORT, the Global Jewish Education Network. Nazi officers also assembled prisoner orchestras for their own entertainment. Although music was used for exploitation, it also served as a way for prisoners to express the pain and terror they faced. Jews being held in concentration camps were unable to document what was happening to them by conventional means. Writing down or photographing this would have been impossible, so they turned to a long cultural tradition of telling their stories through songs and music, historian Shirley Gilbert said in a news release. Away from the eyes of the SS officers, Jews secretly created their own music as a means to cope, survive, and document. After World War II, the orchestra scores became a testament to the horrors of the Holocaust. And decades later, as Geier inspected them at the Auschwitz archives, they inspired the composer to recreate the music that had gone unplayed since then, a feat that would take Geier 7 years, 6 visits to Auschwitz, several interviews with survivors, and hours upon hours of research. It's the equivalent of several hundred jigsaw puzzles, except many of the pieces are missing, he said. Article skips down. Further complicating matters was the fact that the orchestras often used a hodgepodge of random instruments that were available, Geier said, including some that are not traditionally used in orchestras, like accordions, saxophones, and mandolins. Therefore, a lot of this music would have sounded very strange, he said. It's a lot of pieces that we know and love, for example, Mozart and Beethoven, and then, of course, imagining that with all these strange brass instruments and accordions. Article skips down. The piece that most inspired Geier to embark on his project was Futile Regrets. an example of the secret music the prisoners would craft for themselves. The unfinished composition was a symphony of sorrow that told stories of lives interrupted and futures stolen, he said. The sheet music was unsigned, so the composer's identity and fate remains a mystery. LeGuyer said that handwriting reminded him of his own. After seeing that, I just felt it was my duty to finish it, Geyer said. I'm not Jewish, Romani, Polish, Russian, or disabled, or descended from any person from Auschwitz, but I do stand by those who are persecuted for no reason other than who they are, and I hope to live in a world where no evil could rise again. Article skips down, ends with this. Music is incredibly powerful, and it enables us to engage with the Holocaust in a new and a different way. And unfortunately, because the times we're living in at the moment and the rise of anti-Semitism worldwide, the importance of Holocaust remembrance has never been more significant. And in music research and technology, we have this article titled, Beautiful Noise. It's written by Christine Persaud and the Costco Connection, December 2023. You might have heard of spatial audio and wondered what it is. It's a technology that processes audio to create the illusion that sounds are coming from all around, including from above. You'll hear it in an action movie with planes flying overhead, or cars zooming by in every direction, a romantic comedy with a sappy scene in the pouring rain, a horror flick with scares in every corner, or a musical track with distinctly placed instruments. It can be found in video games, too, like first-person shooters keeping you apprised of your in-game surroundings. The term was coined in 2020 by Apple at its developers' conference to describe the company's implementation of immersive audio, but it has since become more generally used to refer to any type of immersive three-dimensional sound. The idea with spatial audio, available in products like soundbars, wireless speakers, and headphones, is to replicate an immersive audio experience without the user of multiple speakers around you. For a home theater, spatial audio is a step up from surround sound because you will feel like you're right in the middle of the action. It is available for music, movies, TV shows, and video games. So search online for quote-unquote spatial audio to learn more about this new technology and especially how to purchase it for your own home theater. My bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. Elton John's Rocket Man introduces our rock and pop music news. It's titled, Elton John Will Bring His Tammy Faye Musical with Its Carolina Ties to Broadway. This article is written by Adam Bell, published in the News and Observer on the 3rd of December, 2023. Praise the Lord and Pass the Mascara, Elton John's musical about Tammy Faye Baker's coming to Broadway. Tammy Faye, the show about the late Charlotte-area televangelist and gay icon, debuted in London last year. John's production company announced on Friday that it will transfer to Broadway in the 2024-25 season. Baker, along with her then-husband, Jim Baker, ran the religious TV empire Praise the Lord, or PTL, from Charlotte, then South Carolina. In the 1970s and 80s, PTL eventually collapsed amid scandal and financial ruin, and Jim Baker was imprisoned for fraud. John himself was the one who developed the idea to base a musical on Baker's life. Standing less than 5 feet tall, the diminutive Baker had an oversized spirit, buttressed by her trademark big eyelashes and heavy makeup. And while numerous evangelical leaders shunned people with AIDS in the 1980s, Baker warmly interviewed an HIV-positive gay pastor on the PTL show. Baker, who later went on to marry Jim Messner, died in July 2007. The musical is the latest show, but far from the only one to tackle the tale of Baker's life. Last year, Jessica Chastain won an Oscar for the biopic The Eyes of Tammy Faye, a movie filmed in the Charlotte area. It was inspired by a 2000 documentary that shared the same name. About the Tammy Faye musical, the superstar singer John also is a musical theater vet who wrote the scores for Lion King and Aida, in addition to writing music for Tammy Faye. The Tammy Faye musical show drew strong reviews across the pond, with the New York Times critics saying it was savvy, campy, fun, and spectacularly entertaining. The show focuses on the televangelism's growth, the Bakers landing a religious TV show with PTL, and their rise and subsequent fall. There are numerous Carolina connections throughout. For instance, some of the sets recall the old PTL studio in Fort Mill, South Carolina. So once again, Elton John's Tammy Faye musical is coming to Broadway. And in local music news, we have this article titled, Vinyl Record Store Hunky Dory Opens in Downtown Cary. This is written by Kristen Johnson, published in the News and Observer on the 10th of December, 2023. Cary. There hasn't been a place you could find vintage vinyl and get a glass of IPA beer from a bartender spinning records in Cary until now. Music lovers, beer enthusiasts, and everyone in between now have a place to call their own at Hunky Dory. The record store, with locations in Durham and Raleigh, has opened a new shop in East Chatham Street in downtown Cary. The 800-square-foot store opened in the center, next to Hank's Downtown Drive and DeFara Pizza Tavern. The Cary Theater is across the street. Classic vinyl records. We get a refined mix of heavy hitters, classic rock, jazz, soul, country records, a full range, owner Michael Bell says. About 85% of the records are vintage. Everywhere I go, I'm always on the lookout for new records. Bell, a former journalist who worked in Alabama and in the Southeast, worked at a record store part-time, inspiring him to open his own. The Raleigh native made his way back to the Triangle to open the Hunky Dory in Durham. The store is named after the 1971 David Bowie album. When is Hunky Dory Cary open? Noon to 8 p.m. every day of the week? Bell said the hours may change as time goes on. Since the store opened December 1, customers have been flowing in and out. For that weekend, we had 3 kegs donated from local breweries. On the first day, the first 2 were gone, and then the 3rd on the 2nd day, Bell said. We're really stoked to be there. It's someone to be received so well. The beer menu from local breweries will change regularly. What happened to the other locations? Hunky Dory customers can still find their records at the Raleigh and Durham stores. The Raleigh location was doing well, Bell said, until the construction began at the Southport Station Business Strip. A 7-story apartment building and retail space is being built, and many businesses are seeing fewer customers because of it, Hunky Dory included. Still, Bell is hopeful for the Quick Carry location, which he learned about it from a developer at Carey's Chatham Street Realty. I couldn't have dreamed of a better spot, Bell said. This Durham store contains thousands of records, posters, and other items Bell has collected over the last 13 years that were able to fit inside the Carey location. Can I sell my records here? Yes. The store will offer half the retail price for each record it buys, which will depend on age and popularity. To sell records, call the store at 919-234-1229 or email hunkydorycarry@gmail.com. So, how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, what is the basis for the term carol, as in Christmas carols? Is it A, it's from a popular circle dance accompanied by singing? Is it B, it's based on songs sung with groups to greet the morning sun? Is it C, it's essentially another word for choir? Or is it D, it's a type of music supported by Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans? Correct answer. Answer A, it's a popular circle dance with singing. As noted in a Plymouth.ac.uk article by the University of Plymouth, the word carol comes from the old French word carol, which meant a popular circle dance accompanied by singing. Carols used to be written and sung all four seasons. There used to be May carols and harvest carols, but it is only the tradition of singing them at Christmas which has really survived, according to an article published by the University of Plymouth. That article notes that carols were first sung in Europe thousands of years ago, but these were not Christmas carols as we know them. These were pagan songs sung at winter solstice celebrations as people danced around stone circles. The ancient Roman pagan festival of Saturnalia, which honored the agricultural god Saturn, took place near the winter solstice. Due to when this holiday occurred, Saturnalia celebrations are said to be the source of many of the traditions we now associate with Christmas, such as wreaths, candles, feasting, and gift-giving. It was only later that carols began to be sung in church and to be specifically associated with Christmas. Early Christianity turned the pagan solstice tradition into a celebration for Christmas and gave people Christian songs to sing. In 129, a Roman bishop said that a song called Angel's Hymn should be sung at a Christmas service in Rome. When Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans came to power in England in 1647, the celebration of Christmas and singing carols was banished, as it was judged a pagan festival. However, carols survived as people still sang them in secret. But carols remained mainly unsung until Victorian times, when Christmas became a holiday families could enjoy and music became a big part of the celebrations. It would become a tradition to sing carols after the Christmas meal. And the answer to our second question, what is the name of the 1947 song written by Gene Autry after riding a horse in Los Angeles in a 1946 parade that's now known as the Hollywood Christmas Parade? Was that A, Jingle Bells, B, Here Comes Santa Claus, C, Sleigh Ride, or D, Feliz Navidad? Correct answer? Answer B, Here Comes Santa Claus. Or, as Autry sang it, Here Comes Santee Claus. As noted in a 12/20/22 article published in Insider.com. In 1947, the song Here Comes Santa Claus was written by Gene Autry after he rode his horse in the 1946 Santa Claus Lane Parade, which is now called the Hollywood Christmas Parade in L.A., during which crowds of spectators chanted, Here Comes Santa Claus. This inspired Autry to write a song that Haldeman set to music. And by the way, in a 2015 article published in IrishTimes.com, it notes that the pronunciation Santa Claus is believed to have originated in late 18th century America from the Dutch Sante, which is S-A-N-T-E, Claus, K-L-A-A-S, from Middle Dutch Sinter Niklaas, in reference to St. Nicholas, a bishop of Asia Minor, and patron saint for children. So let's close out today's program with Gene Autry's 1947 composition, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. So long. Until next time.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen, all his reindeers pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and